I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Keras, the women's chorus, celebrates its 20th year in St. Louis with concerts tonight and tomorrow night at the Kirkwood Civic Center. It's called 20 Seasons of Love. Two Keras members join us now for a look back and a look ahead. Courtney Strayed is the group's artistic director. Julie Lynch is the group's vice president, and we welcome you both to Cityscape.
Good morning.
Thank you, Steve.
And congratulations. How quickly two decades fly by.
Exactly.
Does it seem like it?
It's been a long, wonderful adventure with this chorus.
Yeah. So this concert really is a look back at, I guess, the best of two decades. So how did you decide on the program? I mean, you've done a lot of shows in 20 years.
Yeah, we kind of just did a survey of the chorus. What are your favorite songs? What did you really enjoy singing? And asked some of the audience members, what did you like to hear? And we put it all together and made a concert out of it.
We'll get to that in a little bit. Julie, as I understand, you've been with Keras just about from the very beginning.
That's right. I crossed the threshold 3 months after the founding birthday of
Keras.
Wow.
So what drew it to you initially? Let's do a little, you know, history lesson. Since this is your 20th anniversary, I think.
That's great.
We should talk a little bit about it. How did it come about in those early days?
Well, for me, I started with the choir because I just wanted to sing. And at that time, I knew that Keras was a non-auditioned chorus, and that really appealed to me.
Right.
You know, as you can imagine.
No rejection.
That's right. There was no fear or intimidation. I knew that I could come in and I could sing.
Were you a singer before?
I had always sung, you know, as a young person in chorus and in musicals and things like that, and I wanted to continue that in my adult life. And I will say that being involved in this choir for over 20 years now, when I first joined, it was all about the music for me. Mm. And although we still make beautiful music together, I can share that the community of women and the spirit of this group has changed my life in many ways. It's what keeps me coming back.
Uh-huh. Courtney, what's your history with the group?
I've been the artistic director for 4 years. I sang with the chorus for a couple of years before that. So I've been around for about 6 years.
Well, Keras was founded by two women by the name of Jane Clark. And is it Juliet Jackson?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And Cindy Saun.
And Cindy Saun.
Mm-hmm. And Cindy Saun. Who were they and what were they trying to do?
Well, I can say a few things about the fabulous Reverend Dr. Jane Clark. She, along with Cindy and Juliet, who were both vocal instructors at the time, wanted to start this chorus for women and for the GLBT community, and they worked alongside the Gateway Men's Chorus. In the Gateway Men's Chorus, they provided some seed money for us, and then these three visionary women started in the fall of 1992. To just get together through word of mouth and other things like that. And then over these last 20 years, we've grown to include how many members?
We have almost about 300 people that have sung with the chorus at one point or another.
Well, I have to ask you, you know, when you talk about the LGBT community, now it doesn't seem like it's a big deal, but I'm just wondering, 20 years ago when you did it, I mean, did it raise eyebrows? Did it seem daring at the time?
It seemed sort of... Well, it was fun, that's true, but you're right. Over time, it was kind of daunting because when you start an organization, there are a lot of things that go along with that and keeping the health and the legacy of the organization alive. So, of course, we started because we love music and just the dedication of these women, their love and support for each other, and a lot of hard work, right? And so now that's one of the reasons why this 20th anniversary concert is so special.
And who are the women that make this up? I know there's a wide range of lifestyles, ages, everything.
Absolutely. I think our youngest is in the early 20s. We've had some high school students in the past sing with us, and we're up over 65 with our ages as well. So a very wide span of ages. Also, just with orientations, we have lesbians, and I think part of what Cindy and Juliet wanted to create was a safe space for lesbians to come together and sing, but also for straight allies, for bisexuals. We actually have a few transgendered people singing with us at
really?
This point. Uh-huh. So it's a space to be open and welcoming and safe for anyone who identifies as a woman.
And I know that you've heard, I read in some of your literature that people have told you that they've come to see some of your programs and left with a different view of the gay and lesbian community than they had when they walked in. So I guess that's part of your purpose. But talk about that experience for people.
I think we want the music to be first and foremost and to understand that we are creating music. And no matter who we are in our personal lives, no matter how, you know, what we go home to, we're creating music, and it's a universal language. You know, that's kind of cliche, but it is. We can be drawn together and come together as community through all different styles of music.
Talk a little bit about some of the highlights over the last 20 years, if you can, Julie. I know that you've created concerts for families, even a bunch of things. You've included children in some of them. You've done Broadway reviews. You've celebrated Women's History Month. You've done cabaret stuff with people we know, like Denise Times and Kim Massey. What are some of the highlights over that last 20 years?
Yes, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up, because one of the things I would like your listeners to note is that alongside the music, Karis has a strong commitment to our community and to advocacy within our community. We have sung for ovarian cancer, for breast cancer, for the AIDS Project Names Quilt. We've sung at women's festivals. We've sung at weddings. We've sung at funerals. We've gone on trips together with the gala festivals. And then just most recently, we have sung with a corporate diversity conference. So we have a strong commitment to our community and diversity as well.
What kind of rehearsal schedule do you have throughout the year?
We rehearse once a week, 2.5 hours. And we start in August, and we go through to our November concert. We take a short little break, and we come back in January for our April concert.
Well, let's talk about the program that's tonight and tomorrow night at the Kirkwood Civic Center. And we're talking with Courtney Strayed and Julie Lynch from Karis. And like you said before, you've gone back and sort of done a survey and found out the songs that you've really enjoyed over the last 20 years. And it's pretty good, variety of music, isn't it?
Absolutely. We've got some jazz, some classical music. We're doing the Overture to Marriage of Figaro. We've got...
I marked a couple here that was interesting to me. Say something about them. Harriet Tubman?
Harriet Tubman. It's one of the oldest. We did it back in 1994. And it talks about the journey and the strength of women, the strength of Harriet Tubman and what she did for slavery.
Because she was involved with the Underground Railroad.
With the Underground Railroad, yes.
And let's see, a little Gilbert and Sullivan. What's Vegans of Provincetown Medley?
Vegans of Provincetown, yes. That was our huge undertaking, where we took the Pirates of Penzance and completely rewrote it to create the Vegans of Provincetown, fully staged, fully choreographed concert that we did back in 2007.
Another medley here, what is it? Sing for the Cure.
Yes, that was what Julie was talking about, where we did a concert in support of the Komen Foundation and their mission for creating a cure for breast cancer. Sing for the Cure was a work we did with the Gateway Men's Chorus, with the orchestration, and so we've got a little medley from that.
And speaking of the Gateway Men's Chorus, Julie, they're going to start off your show.
That's right. We're so excited to have them with us, because we do owe them a strong debt of gratitude.
You said they helped start you.
That is true. I think that they certainly were encouraging of the three visionary women that started Karis. And like I mentioned, they provided some of the seed money that it takes to get started in an organization. Uh-huh. And we can't wait to celebrate with them tonight.
We talked to Fred Schneider of the B-52s a few weeks ago, right before he performed the Gateway Men's Chorus. And a bunch of the Karis members came up for the Love Shack number at the
That's
end?
That's right, for the encore. That's correct.
That was pretty fun. We've got Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. What are some of your favorites that you're going to be doing?
Well, I think we should highlight the Love Eyes medley. That's a showstopper. It's done by a quartet of our singers, and it's an a cappella barbershop.
Barbershop harmonies done by Sweet Adeline's quartet. And the beginning of the chorus had strong barbershop roots, and a lot of the early music that we did in Karis was barbershop or Sweet Adeline's music. And so this is kind of a tribute to that.
Mm-hmm. I'll note that also we are seeing the title track from Karis's one and only recording called I Dream in Color. So a lot of members that might be listening or alumni chorus who've been with us before, they will recognize that number, and that will be a fan favorite.
You've only had one recording in 20 years.
But we are getting ready to do a Kickstarter campaign for our second recording coming up this summer.
Well, it's Karis, the St. Louis Women's Chorus. 20 Seasons of Love, recognizing their 20 years in business, so to speak. It's going to be 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night at the Kirkwood Civic Center. If you'd like more information, it's 314-664-9340, or go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to your website, and people can find out more about that. I do want to mention that St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay has proclaimed today as Karis Day in St. Louis. So that's great. Congratulations
Fantastic.
On that.
Thank you.
Saturday night, you're going to be recognized by someone else.
Yes. Robin Godfrey is the executive director of Gala Choruses International, and she's coming to town to present us with an award for being in business, as you say, for 20 years.
That's really amazing.
And the Riverfront Times says that our concert is one of the best things to do this weekend. So we encourage your listeners to come out and visit.
Well, it must be true then, right?
Absolutely.
What do you think? What lies ahead for Karis, do you think?
Our next concert has a Broadway theme again. We love Broadway shows, and there is a wealth of music out there to sing. So we're excited about that.
It's Karis, 20 Seasons of Love, tonight and tomorrow night, 8 p.m. at the Kirkwood Civic Center. Julie Lynch and Courtney Strayed, thanks so much for being here. Congratulations on 2 decades, and we look forward to seeing you again in the future.
Thank you so much for having us. Thank you.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. Young American organist Christopher Houlihan performs a concert tonight at 7:30 at St. Paul United Church of Christ on West B Street in Belleville. The Washington University Music Department presents the Elliott Trio, violinist David Halen, cellist Bjorn Ranheim, and pianist Seth Carlin, in a concert tonight at 8 o'clock in Holmes Lounge in Ridgely Hall. Philip Barnes conducts the St. Louis Chamber Chorus in a program titled Musicians Wrestle Everywhere, Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock at South Broadway Athletic Club on 7th Street at Shenandoah. Leanne Magnuson Latuda conducts the St. Louis Women's Chorale in a concert titled Flowers and Song, a Celebration of Spring, Tuesday evening at 7:30 in the Sheldon Concert Hall. Hope Happens for Neurological Disorders presents its 9th annual Evening of Hope, featuring filmmaker and composer Kenji Williams and Bella Gaia in a program of music and dance performed against a backdrop of orbiting visualizations of Earth from space. That's Thursday evening, 8 o'clock, in the Sheldon Concert Hall. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we'll talk to members of the new ensemble 442s about what happens when St. Louis Symphony musicians meet members of the Aaron Bodie Band. And join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air when he'll talk with Stephen Prothero about religion and politics. And then we'll meet multi-genre singer Bobby McFerrin. Archive versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Doerr, with production assistance from Spencer Reed and Drew Becker. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter. Thanks for listening, and join us next week.